It is Friday fun time, Mino.
Let's go.
And I've been sitting on this for a month, and it's time to unleash it. And
sponsors.
Sponsors.
American Leak Detection.
Thank you to those fine people. And this is something we haven't done in quite some time, and so it probably needs a refresher on what exactly it is. Well, when we first started working at the Ticket back in the 90s.
Before Wembanyama was born.
God.
2004, by the way, if you're
God.
Curious.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's a 2004 baby.
God, my kid was born in 05.
He never saw A-Rod play for the Rangers.
No.
He did not.
No.
He did not.
Brad Wilkerson, though.
He was born the year after Jason White won the Heisman.
Bingo.
What? No one uses that as a frame of reference for anything.
Literally no one.
He didn't see 77 to nothing. I'll just send him a VHS tape.
He might have said 77 nothing might be in play.
That was 03.
He doesn't know what a VHS is.
That's true. We're going to have to buy him one. So back in the 90s, we noticed that athletes would, whenever they paused, typically the pause would be punctuated with a, you know. It's a verbal pause. It's a verbal crutch. And, man, when we started doing this, and we started doing it in mass with all the local athletes, I think a lot of them actually caught on to it, and it kind of slowed things down. But there were heroic performances from certain individuals.
Oh, yeah.
And the all-timer will play at the end of this, but I'm always on the lookout for it. I don't know if you guys do that when you listen to an interview and you hear a couple of you knows and your ears perk up. It's ingrained in my DNA to just listen for that. And so about a month and a half ago, the Musers had on the Rangers hitting coach, Tim Hires. And, you know, it was a very fine interview. Tim seems to be a great dude, but I'm sitting on my couch with my earbuds in listening to this. And within the first 30 seconds, I'm like, oh my God, do we have one? Well, Tim Hires was on for almost 10 minutes on the Musers. And is he at the level that deserves Hall of Fame mention? No, he's not. But he 100% is a player in this game. So we got 6 cuts of Tim.
Okay.
And just take a gander at him and count the you knows if you play along in the back of your head.
All right.
Whoops, and we're going to play it right now.
At what point did you start thinking that something like this was possible?
Well, you know, it was, at the beginning, I mean, at spring training, you know, some guys got off to a really good start. They came in, you know, just with kind of that passion, that focus, and wanted to, you know, turn some things around. So we had a good winter workout, came in spring training, did things really well. And, you know, I think we've been, very consistent. It's a very deep lineup. And I think that's what makes it difficult for opposing pitchers is, you know, you can't let up. You've got to, you know, you pitch all the way through, and there's some guys having some good years, and we can, score runs in different ways. We can slug the baseball sometimes, and then we can score, you know, with, just getting on base. So, it's been fun so far.
I count 12.
Yeah. 12 in 48 seconds.
Good, not great.
It's good.
It's a very solid.
But you think about it just in terms of per second, that's amazing. One every 4 seconds. And I always wonder with these guys, is this the way they talk when they're talking? Like, does he talk to his hitters? And is he going through a barrage of you knows when he's talking to them? Or when he's talking to Chris Young? Or when he's talking to his wife? Or is this simply something that you do when you're a little bit nervous? And
yeah, I don't think he necessarily does a whole lot of media. So I think nerves definitely had something to do with that.
And you're talking to George.
Right. George just gave him a fastball.
Yeah. Bro.
George is the most disarming human being on the planet. Nobody could be nervous. I don't know. I wonder. I just wonder if these guys, if this is just the way they talk.
George sounded a little weird in his question, by the way.
Did he sound like he got a dart in his neck?
He sounded like it might have been slow motion or something.
All right.
At what point did you start thinking that something like this was possible?
It was like it's Harry Carey.
Yes, it was very. I didn't notice that when I was putting this together.
Somebody caught him with a dart.
Seemed impossible.
He falls into the pool.
At what point did you start thinking that something like this was possible?
Possible. Very.
Go Cubbies.
All right, here's cut two. This one is 40 seconds.
It comes from, Boach and from, kind of the front office. It's part of our philosophy and something that we, we take pride in. So we work on it every day. It's not easy, but it's things that, this group of guys has really jumped on board and tried to improve on it. And it's something that's, it's a battle every day, but it also is just, each day is different. And that's what's special is it's not just, you do the same thing over and over. There's a solution we have to, conquer each day. And so that's something that the guys have really jumped on board and done well this year with.
10?
Yeah, 10. Again, 40 seconds, it's really consistent. That's a lot.
Like a hitter should be.
Right. Yeah. And isn't it weird when you listen to that and you're only listening for, and you're trying to predict when it comes down? And it's pretty obvious. You get it right like 95% of the time. It's just that kind of elongated pause, and then it's,
That's what made Donnie Nelson so good at this game.
Dude, that guy, what a king he was.
Yeah.
All right, here's another 40-second clip.
It's individualized, and it's every hitter has their own unique movement pattern and how they been swinging about most of their career. So for me to come in and our hitting group with Donnie and with Seth Connor, it's we try to individualize to that hitter. We try to talk their language and get the movement pattern, the mechanics, special to them, and not just taking the making sure that everybody's not doing the exact same thing. So that's where I think that's the part where we take pride in and not trying to cookie cut this.
I have 9 because there
I caught 10 there.
There were 10.
There's a really quick
10?
One.
Yes.
Yeah, because there were at least 2, maybe 3 that were really, really short.
Yes. Like,
take the team and what we need to do, and so I think that's. That's very special, and it's just neat to be around and hear some of the stories, but I think.
Oh, wait, that was the next one. Sorry.
Oops.
Yeah. But yeah, there's like really sneak attack ones in there from the guy. Okay. So this next one, again, 40 seconds as he talks about Bochy.
What's it like to work for Bruce Bochy?
Wow. The legend. He's the guy that's been there. We've seen him on the big stage. I think he comes into the room and he talks winning. He talks what we need to do, and he has a really, really clear vision of, where he wants to take the team and what we need to do. And so I think that's very special, and it's neat to be around him and hear some of the stories. But I think the players, all in all, they really respect him. They know he's been there. He has the scars to show it, and he has the, the trophies, and we've seen him on the big stage. And
So I got 8 there.
Yeah, 7, maybe 8. I couldn't tell.
There, one was dodgy.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really weird. If it's like, it's just like Y and N. Okay, this one's 30 seconds.
Both of those guys let you do your thing. They let you do your thing. They talk baseball, they're involved. They know they have the heartbeat of the players, and they know exactly what's going on. But, the nuts and bolts and the details, they let you do your job. And I really respect that. But also, they're in it, and they know, what's going on. I think they have, obviously they have so many things they're responsible for, but those two guys, they let you do your job.
I counted 6 with,
yes, 6.
But there's 2 they knows.
There's a lot of misdirection.
Right. That's tough to tell if that counts or not. Yeah. It is unbelievable, though, consistently one every 4 seconds. All right, here is the last one.
Yes, it's looking that way. I mean, there's some things that, you know, we have some momentum being built. The part where good teams, they, you know, you have some games or they don't go your way, and that this team's bounced back, and I think that's what the good teams do. You know, it's part of, you know, 16 and 17 with the Dodgers, and then, you know, 18 with the Red Sox, you know, won a World Series, and we have some guys having some career years, and things are moving in the right direction. So, yeah, it's looking, it's pointing in the right direction, and these guys, you know, they come to work ready to go, and that's a part that I really keep an eye on. Of, you know, it's that workman mentality of not getting too high, not getting too low, but coming in and taking care of business and being prepared each and every night. And, you know, we've had some days where it didn't fall our way, and they've bounced back and come back and been really resilient to, you know, to battle and compete and turn it around really quick. And that's a sign of a really good team. So it's a tough division, obviously. You know, world champs sit in our division, and Seattle has really good pitching, and, you know, the Angels, you know what they have over there. So it's good. It should be fun for our fans, and should be fun to continue to watch this group grow and get better each day.
Oh, he snuck in 14 there at the end.
Yes, he did. He's pretty damn good, dude.
Yeah, and one, at least one was properly used, because he said, you know what the Angels have.
Right, right.
And you do know, Corby.
All right.
Don't deny.
So the one that this all stemmed from was a phone call on the hard line. I think this was in 1997.
Yes. Maybe
96.
Maybe 96, but it was before I got here for sure.
Yeah. And it was the former Cowboy linebacker Dixon Edwards, who won multiple championships with the Cowboys, signed a deal with Minnesota.
Yes.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Signed a deal with Minnesota, free agent deal. And so Mike and Greg, the former hosts, had him on, and this is where you know came from.
You know, everybody in the back of their mind, they hope, you know what I'm saying? You know, you know, you always hope, but, you know, the first day, that Friday, you know, they had the opportunity, and they take advantage of, you know, a lot of those guys, I'm quite sure, I mean, I'm not speaking for everybody else, but I'm speaking for myself, but if, you know, a lot of guys would, you know, I guess would take a lot less, you know, just to be in a comfortable position and, you know what I'm saying, and be where, you know what I'm saying?
But you know
sure.
what?
But, you know, it gets to a point, you know, so, you know.
They can't.
But you know.
God,
you
dude.
Know, everybody in the back of their mind, they hope.
That is,
you know,
absolutely
what I'm saying?
You know, why is it playing again?
Is it going around again?
That is unbelievable.
He's the GOAT.
You know. So, you know.
And then
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
I do know.
We had him on like 10 years after that, because the theory was that he was with a woman and that he was being very distracted by said woman.
He was getting a reward for signing his big free agent contract.
Right. Yes. And he didn't remember the interview at all, but he didn't. Also, he goes, yeah, I very well could have been. Which is awesome. All right. Well, congratulations to Rangers pitching coach Tim Hyles.
Yes.
On your, you know, prowess.
Were you guys saying Grant Williams might be in the mix?
He is a frequent user of like.
Oh, not, you know. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we can review that.
Other verbal crutches. Yeah. There you go. Like pairs and stuff.